You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two parts. And the second part is always the shamanic ritual. And this ritual is specifically focused on pulling your attention away from all the things you tell yourself. All the things on the inside you're caught up in. All these dreams, all this imagination, all this defining. Because all these words define your reality all day long. They tell you all day long what everything is in relation to you. And the funny thing is, these definitions we live by are, as a matter of fact, not our own definitions. These are the definitions that you have been told in very early childhood. Because you come to this life, you don't know anything, do you? You don't know how to take care of yourself or what things mean or how you should act or behave. That's what your parents tell you. That's what your parents show you. I think you don't learn so much by what they tell you. I think as a kid, you more look, you know, how your parents react to things. How they, what's their point of view in life. And, well, for a very big part, I think you make that your point of view. So that's funny that all our definitions are coming from somewhere else. These are, in general, not built on your own direct experience, but it's what they told you. And once you take a definition for your own, it becomes your point of view. And yeah, when you look at life from a certain point of view, things appear in that way. As I said, when I get into an angry thought, you know, that will develop into an angry story, I will become angry, which is another way of saying I will perceive life in an angry way. And I will approach life like that, and life will respond to that, and you know, you create a circle of experience for yourself. And if you looked at, well, all day long, we are lost in our definitions, aren't we? All day long we tell ourselves what everything is, and this and this and this. So in a way, you know, there's, I think in this method that we work with, there's nothing fake about it. Now, what is fake is that you're caught up in your definitions all day long, no matter what you do. Just watch, and everybody, I think everybody has that experience, no matter what you do. You think about something else. You're talking to yourself, no matter what you do. So, which means, in a way, also that a part of your attention is not where you actually are. Well, if a part of me is not here, how optimal can I be? If I'm only here for 60%, I think I can only experience life in this moment for 60%. Which means I miss out 40%. 40% of the possibilities. And of the possibilities coming my way, or opportunities, or yeah, other things. So the more you are caught up in your definitions, you could say the more narrow your way of perceiving things, because everything is defined. And as a matter of fact, in real life, nothing is defined. We put our definitions on it. And the more definitions, the more limited you are in life, because the more defined you are. And when you are defined, well, you will perceive it in that way, and you will act in that way, and your whole life is that way. And it's remarkable to live in a society here in the West where that's extremely important. It's so important here that you have an opinion. You should have an opinion about everything. And, well, to be honest, we don't know anything about everything, do we? But we do have an opinion about everything. And if you don't have an opinion, well, you're considered a bit silly, you know, a bit warm. And it's strange because the more opinion you have, the more limited you are, the more defined you are, and, well, that's what we are promoting as a society. Well, I don't think that's a very healthy approach to creating more happy people. Because why are people not happy? I think people are not happy because they have, if you see it in a very broad way, you've been taught how life should be. These are your definitions. And, of course, life is not responding to that. Life is not as you have been told it should be. No. When do problems start? Well, you try to live up, try to create your life according to your definition. Well, that's not working, is it? There's always something lacking. It's never complete. It's always, well, just not that. Because life is not a definition. Life is undefined. And I think when you're very honest and you look, you could clearly see that life is, well, just one big mystery. And that's the thing, that's why I think in the West we are so fond of this defining, because it gives you the illusion that you know what things are and how things are going to go and you know what you can do. It gives the illusion of having control over life. Well, my friend, we have no control over life. You get born without without your direct choice. You die without your direct choice. You know, everything just happens. It's not your direct choice how things go. So that's the thing. And the more defined you are, the more unhappy you are. Because defined means that things have to be according to your definitions. That doesn't make you content. As I said, if you tell yourself all day long that things should be different than they are, then all the time you're in opposition to life. Well, that's the opposite of inner peace. Inner peace means you're happy with how it is, no matter how it is. And you let everything be. And by not being content, you know, by thinking everything and telling yourself and behaving like everything should be different than it well actually is, you won't get happy. Because you're fighting life all day long. You think you're trying to put your thing over it, and of course that's not working. Of course that's not working. Life is endlessly bigger than you, you know, and me. What do we think? It's a crazy idea. And still, you live in a society where that's, you know, as I said, that's the norm. You should have an opinion. And, well, if you then look and talk to people, see what is their opinion. Well, their opinion is exactly what they have been told by the media. Exactly. They have an opinion about Iraq, Saddam Hussein, God may know who. They never met a guy. They've never been to this place. No, we've never been to this place. We have no direct personal experience. We read something in the paper, which was not our experience. At the best, it was somebody else's experience. And it's very strange that we give reality to things which is not even our own experience, and we create our own reality out of that. And that gives, first of all, media a lot of power, because they will, and that's exactly what they're doing, of course. They're just telling you what you should believe, and, well, you know, fact is, you do believe. But it's not your own experience, no matter whether the guy has a good intention or a bad intention. Fact is, it's not your experience. And I think the things that really work for you are the things in which you have direct personal experience. So I think in all these traditions, they all say the same, you know, your relation to your inner monologue, to your defining your reality should change. Because as long as you define it, everything will appear the same for you. Because you tell yourself. Everything you tell yourself is always from that point of view developed in your youth. And if you think that it's not, and this point of view from your youth, as I said, the biggest part, of course, comes from your parents, because well, these were the people bringing you up in the first place. But it's also very much defined by the culture you live in, and by the time frame you live in. Let's say the spirit of time, or the I don't know how you say that. But you can really see that a certain culture creates a certain value. For instance, here in Western Europe, there's a lot of things used to be going on about, how would you say that, honorable revenge. You know, your sister slept with somebody, and now you have to kill your sister. And well, the people that find that very important come from another culture. Yeah. Within their cultural frame, this is a very big thing. Within our cultural frame, we think, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's not that our frame is better than their frame or that they are right. No, it only shows that in a different culture, you get a different set of values. And we take that as our values. Well, it's the cultural value. It's not your value. It's what I said, all your definitions, all your values, all the things we cherish so much, our opinions, are not our opinions. These are the opinions of your parents, of your culture. Or maybe we live in here in the West in a certain culture which says, well, democracy. And we took that as, you know, something very positive. Well, there are plenty of places on Earth where they experience it in a very different way. And one is not better than the other, one is not more right than the other. It just shows it's a different set of values. It's a different way of perceiving life. And when you perceive life in a different way, you have a different reality. And the same counts for your time frame. I think our grandparents had very different values than we had. They thought different things were much more important. If you just look now, and I think that's one of the things from the 60s, before that, there was a very, you could say, traditional set of values which was important. Well, if you're, so I can see that with my parents, they of course are for before the 60s, and they have a set of values, and you can see after the 60s, you get a different set of values. So, and I consider things, different things, much more important than they do. They find other things more important. So it's also very much defined by your time frame. And that's all okay, but the crazy thing is, we take it for our own opinion, for our own point of view. But our own point of view is being manufactured, and not by the evil guys. Yeah, also, but it's what you read in the paper. But, you know, by just being human, living in a society, being brought up, being, you know, living in a certain time frame. And I think, in a way, it's good you know the definitions of your culture and of your time frame, because, well, you know, it's nice that you can live within society, that you can relate to society, that you can create within society, or all these things. And for that, you should know the values and the cultural definitions. But they do not have to be your definitions. And I think, as soon as you let it become a little bit more quiet on the inside, you can clearly see that you might have very different definitions, or maybe no definitions. So that will create a very different space within you. Because, yeah, as everything is defined, the whole space is filled with your definitions. When these definitions are not there, what's left is open being. And in open being, everything can much more be as it is. And it is as it is. No matter whether we like it or not, that's a different story. It is as it is, isn't it? When it rains, it rains. And you can say, no, it rains. And the more you can accept that it rains, you know, the happier you are. And the more you can positively anticipate on that. Because, yeah, it's, especially in these times, it's pretty clear that not everything is just going, you know, to the sunny side. And how to stay content, how to stay happy. Because I think if you stick to the definitions we've been brought up with in this society, and, well, then you will start feeling very unhappy, because they tell you, you need more of everything. It's your right, get it. And it's strange that, for instance, this greed, I find very remarkable. If you think about greed, which is a very dominant factor in Western society, that, do you remember when you were small that your mama told you, share your sweets with your brother, don't be greedy? And from a certain age, they teach you that greed is good. Get your part. Make sure you have your part. Step on top of the other. Make sure you're on the... It's great. Everything is great, great, great. And it's strange how these basic definitions you learn in life, you know, like, okay, be honest, don't steal, don't beat up your brother, that sort of thing. from a certain age on all these things, you know, turn around, and then it's good to kill somebody else, as long as it's a Muslim or an African or, you know, the enemy in general. Yeah. And it's good to be greedy, because, you know, that's called profit and you know, taking care of yourself and successful. And but it's strange that, in a way, it's very much in opposition to the basic things, you know, that your mother taught you, in a way. So that's very strange, with all these definitions. In a way, you learn these things, and then they all get sort of, how would I say, on top of that, there are layers of adjustments by life experience. And these definitions are, of course, not, in a way, they are very rigid. And in another way, they are very flexible, because every life experience you have contributes to your way of looking, and also changes your way of looking a little bit, but only a little bit. In general, in life, we stay within this way of looking at life. And within this, you could say, your range, you can change a little bit. Or you should use very radical methods in order to break these patterns. And in a way, that's what we try to do. Because as I said, what we found is that, well, you know, as long as we try to stick to our definitions, well, we are not so content. Because life is not, you know, developing according to our will, according to our wishes, or to our definitions. And of course, life will never do that. It will not live up to it, to your definitions. It has its own definitions. Yeah? Limitless. And we try to limit it. And that's exactly the same, I think, you know, if you look at your own state of being, if you look a little bit deeper than your thoughts, you see that you just are, you just exist, and that everything arises within your existence, and that your existence is what you are right now. You know, it's nothing mysterious, it's what you are all the time. And you don't have to look far for that, you just have to, well, shut up on the inside, as a matter of fact. And then you will find yourself back as that being. And that being is peaceful, is harmonious, is open, is clear. The only thing is, we get so obsessed by the things that appear. So all this work we try to do is, you know, focusing on that. It's trying to get you out of this web you made for yourself. Because we're entangled in thousands of different constructions. Very complicated. And life is very complicated. And what this does, this approach, if you really do it, and not if you just read about it or listen, but if you really try to do it, you will see that your life will become much more simple, very simple. And in general, you go with the flow, and you do, I think, exactly that what you're supposed to do in that moment. Because if we think about it, for things that are good for us, we only want the things that are nice for us. We don't know what's good for us. We know what's nice for us. And nice and good is not the same. You know, it might be nice to eat ice cream all day. Obviously, that's not good for you. So there is a... it's not the same. And the only thing we can come up with are the things that we like. We don't know what's good for us. If I look at my own life, I've had a very crazy life, very extreme life. And all the things that I had for a very long time considered very negative turned out to be the things essential in the positive things right now. Without those experiences and without that way of living, I could never have developed the way I am helping people right now. That came for a big part from the dark times. Not from the light times, no, from the dark times. And what you always try to avoid for yourself is difficulty, is that sort of thing. That's why they say we only try to get pleasant. But we don't know what's good. I've told this story many times before, from this village that, you know, this son takes care of his father, and the son breaks his leg, And all the village people go, oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. And the father says, well, I don't know whether it's terrible. It just happened. Next day, the military move into the village. They call young man. Except the guy with the broken leg. So what's good? What's luck? We don't know. Really, we don't know. And the funny thing is, we live so much from the idea that we have to know. And that's why we keep on running. And I think if you look a bit deeper, you can clearly see for yourself, well, there is nothing to know. There's something to live. You don't have to know. You cannot know. The only thing you can do is, you know, try to anticipate in a moment in the appropriate way. And I think the less you do that from your definitions and from your own opinions, the more open you are to what's there, the more you can respond to what's there instead of, you know, from your point of view. The more happy you are, the more happy the other one is. And the more harmony you create in life. Again, all these things are not far away for none of us. As I said, you are this open space. You are that inner peace. The only thing is we're too much focused on, well, all the turmoil. So get your attention away from there. And you do that by, well, focusing on something else. How else would you do that? Not by thinking about it, because that's more of the same. Not by dreaming about it, that's also more of the same. No, by focusing radically all your focus on something entirely different. And all these big, serious traditions do that. They let you do something nonsensical. Very important. For instance, in Zen meditation, you stare at a black spot at the wall. I teach you to feel your feet. Other traditions let you follow the airflow through your nose. Things which are completely irrelevant to all the things you tell yourself. You're making up this very interesting, very important stories on the inside and you're involved. And then you're going to do something which has nothing to do with it. You're going to feel your feet, you stare to a black point. And the thing you do shouldn't be interesting. Because when it's interesting, you will start fancying it. You will start having fantasies about it, having thought about it. No, it should be simple. It should be boring. It should be one thing. And the thing should be in the here and now. That's why many traditions tell you, you'll focus on your body perception because your body just is here. And by focusing on that, you bring your attention here. Very simple. And the thing that you do, as I said, should not be interesting. Because otherwise you get all this. Well, just look at what you see a lot in the New Age. People make all sort of fancy stuff out of it. Which means, well, you're lost in another story. And I think the goal should be not to be in a story, but to be open. So I think you should approach this way in a very practical way. Very practical way. Very sober way. In which you just try to be open. And not try to get a different sort of definitions, no, try to be without definitions. Because then everything just is. And, well, we try, we hope, we offer some help in this process for people who want to be more open. Because I know everything in the world tells you different. Everything in the world, you know, wants you to have a definition, and you should produce, and you should be this, and you should listen to their definitions. You should live up to their definitions. And they program people, and on day is not, you know, day, but, you know, you can program it in such a way that these definitions, for a very big part, have become your definitions. So if you want more liberty, if you want more freedom on your inside, I think you should deal with these definitions in a different way. Don't throw them away because you have to deal with society. You live in society. You are part of society. But you don't have to do everything according to the rules of society. You can create, especially in the inner space, you can create your own. Yeah, your own space, which is less defined. And as I said, that will make you more happy, I reckon. And as I said, the ritual, we we always do, helps you in that. It shakes you loose. That's why it's very often not harmonious. It doesn't have to be harmonious. It's meant for shaking you loose from all the things that, well, that captured you. I shake you loose. Well, and once you're loose and maybe flatten out a bit these disturbances, you find yourself much more back as this, your peaceful being, which you already are. Listen, all these things, you are that already. Just don't be so busy with something else. And the ritual, I reckon, is very helpful in that sense. And it's also in all these trainings that we do. We give you practical tools to help yourself. I cannot tell you how life is. I cannot tell you that, because I can only tell you how I think life is. It's my definition. It's my way of looking. It's not helpful for you. What's helpful for you is to find your own way of definition, your own way of looking, your own way of experiencing. So all the things we do is, you know, not trying you to give you a different set of definitions, but to give you a method to discover these things yourself. And that has a different value. That's why I tell people, you know, read one book that you get the idea from. Hey, there might be something more. When you have the idea, put the book away and then, you know, discover the other thing. Because in the discovery lies the wisdom, not in knowledge. Knowing about all these different layers and well, it's useful when you have to teach, not when you have to live. And in this society, we tend to approach these things exactly in the wrong way. It's the same. I just get this association now. If I remember, when I was in school, you had this sexual education. Well, they told you nothing about making love. They told you the technical part with the penis and the vagina and the semen and the cell and how this whole biochemical process works. And, you know, that's interesting for a doctor. You, in daily life, I think you are somewhere else. It doesn't mean anything for you. Yeah. And that's the strange things that just... It's all the stuff that's not useful for your daily life. Teach somebody to be a good lover. That's useful for the rest of your life. Whatever that may be. Eh? But just to make clear that, you know, knowing how many times the cell will divide before it's a baby, well, that's not very helpful in your love life. So that's the thing. Definitions won't help. More knowledge won't work. It just gives you more ideas, more definitions, more fantasies about everything and nothing. So more filling of the empty space that you are. We recommend let go of all this nonsense and find yourself back as this peace that you are. All right. Have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem. SHUEM. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.